I had one absolute unquestioned case of precognition in my life. Precognition. Now, came home after doing an air show. I've been in radio all my life, so this was, a couple decades ago, more than that even. And came home, had done my show, sat down, watched the evening news on TV. I lived in a little garden apartment in Santa Barbara. My car was parked outside. And the curtain was closed. Well, here I am concentrating on the evening news, and like ocean waves crashing over me, suddenly I knew someone was going to, my car was going to get hit. It was so strong that I got ticked off, and I said, "This, damn it, this is ridiculous." And I went over there and opened the curtain and looked at my car. I had some sliding glass doors there, and my car was fine. And I, this is stupid. So I went, but I sat down, started watching the news again. Here it comes again, even stronger, like ocean waves, just washing over me. Somebody's going to hit your car. I said a word I can't repeat here, got up, went over, pulled the curtain open, looked at my car. Fine. But here comes this guy walking down the sidewalk, going to the road. And he got in the car in front of mine, turned on the ignition, put it in reverse, and hit my car. While I was watching, it freaked me out so badly, Charles, that I fell to my knees. I had enough composure and sense to stand up, open the sliding door, and said, and yelled out there, "Hey, I see you." He stopped. He stopped, and there was no real damage. It was no big deal. But there's no question about it, Charles. That was a case of precognition. I knew that was going to happen. Now, what does that say about the nature of the universe?
Well, I have absolutely no answer for you, as you probably guessed. The hard-headed skeptic in me would say that.
Ignore the hard-headed skeptic part of you for a moment and make the assumption that what I just told you is absolutely true, which it is. And by the way, I've never had it since. I didn't invite it then. I didn't want it. It just happened. But just make the assumption that it's true. If it's true, what does it mean?
Well, I certainly believe that it is true, and I believe that you had this experience.
I did.
And if this is actually genuine precognition, then it is something that is completely unknown to physics. And
Well, there's a lot that's not known to physics.
Absolutely. Absolutely there is. And I absolutely believe that you're telling the truth.
Oh, I am. But I
and
mean,
the
what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean about the nature of time and about the nature of our brains? And is there some answer perhaps in the world that you've been talking about, this quantum world?
It's hard to link that because the nature of information, there is this one-way valve to the universe. Which allows information to flow from the past to the future, but not from the future to the past. It's this thermodynamic element, the entropy, the idea that the universe is slouching towards disorder, and this is the same thing that makes the universe dissipate information. And it is an arrow that prevents things from moving backwards. So from the information theoretic point of view, there is no way. At least I could see to get information from the future, collecting in your brain, even theoretically. Of course, the skeptic.
Now,
in
wait a
me,
minute, wait a minute. Go to Princeton now. Go to Princeton, where 30 minutes before 9/11, things go bonkers, and 30 minutes before a lot of other events, things go bonkers. Now, I know that you question some of the. Some of the methods they're using, but again, put together with what I told you is true, and it really is true, was true. It really happened, Charles. So that if it's true, that does mean that information somehow mixes in with our consciousness and does flow from the future into, well, I guess for me, what would have been the present. Or really the past.
I mean, that's absolutely right. And if it were replicable and could be shown to happen in a controlled situation, then it would turn physics on its head. And I think that the it's been a long time since I've looked at the Pear papers, but my recollection is that there were some German laboratories that were trying to replicate the results and failed. I wouldn't want to.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and the issue is, can people? I mean, the role of science is that you have to convince the hardest headed skeptic. Just convince them beyond a reasonable doubt, because there are people who will not believe things until it hits them in the face. There are people who didn't believe that there was such a thing as quantum superposition, or until it was shown in a laboratory.
Well, I can see why it's not reproducible. In other words, it had never happened to me before. It's never happened since. I don't expect it will ever happen again, though. Who knows? But I can promise you it was as real as a heart attack. Now, I didn't invite it. It wasn't. It's the damnedest thing, but it's absolutely real. So with the assumption that it's real, that does turn everything on its head. And maybe we ought to be turning it on its head, because if you just assume that absolutely that happened, it means what? It means information can flow in any direction and through time without respect to time.
That's correct, and it is violating the laws of the universe that seem to prevent things from moving backwards in time with information. So, yeah, absolutely. It would change everything.